Come on in.
Working on the pills, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bring them over here.
Sure.
Will you grow these?
Yes, ma'am.
My goodness, they look good. Well, she'll have to come in and tell me how to cook them. I don't know how to cook them.
How to cook?
I'm not very good at that.
Sure.
Maybe you know how to cook them.
Yeah, I know how to cook them.
What do you do to them?
Give me some smoked bacon or some ham hocks. And I just look them good and then cut them up.
Yeah.
Put them with me a knife.
Yeah.
And I cut them up and then I put them in a pot of good, don't put too much water, just a little grease and pepper and salt. And that's the way I fix them.
Not too much water?
No. Put them up in a little grease.
Well, good morning.
Pretty good, how are you?
Oh.
You know, if you fry your bacon, you just pour that grease right off your bacon right in the pot, see?
Fry your bacon.
Yeah.
A little bit first.
Yes, and then get the grease would come over that, pour it right in the pot with you. Just have a little water on them, have them boiling. And
yeah.
Fry your meat. And pour them in there. But if you got ham hocks, you had to boil them a while.
Yeah.
And then put them in.
Yeah.
Put the greens in after you lift the ham hocks. You know the ham hocks tough.
Yeah. Yeah, your wife's coming out. I got you a little cold water here.
Yes.
And she can tell me about cooking something.
Sure, right.
You're all not in that big a hurry.
No, we got about 15 or 20 bunches of greens we were trying to get around. The lady, you know that colored lady we're telling you about? She asked us to bring her some up.
Look who's coming in here, okay?
Come on in. Yeah, you're not that.
Go down there a minute.
Hurry.
Yeah, hey, just you feel like one of my cows.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Yes,
sir.
I go out there working them cows and I get my hand on them and it's hot.
Oh, yes, sir. You're right.
Oh, Lord, they're hot.
He just tell me how to cook collards. I didn't know how to cook them.
You just take them and look on the leaves and, you know, pick them good for it. Then wash them three or four times and get a sharp knife and cut them up real small and fry them. Fry your meat.
This is John Turner.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good to meet you.
Yeah.
Oh, have a seat.
Where's your chap over here?
I get him.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Did you get it straight?
And
maybe we better cook some.
Yeah. The only trouble is you have to be sure you get all the bugs off of them.
And that's right. It's not many on no way. You just be looking them to see if you find them and then pick on it or something. Mm-hmm.
And you like the bacon.
I like them old ham hocks boiled down and then slam them in there.
Ain't that nice?
Yes, sir.
I just like to think about them.
Sure, right.
But with a ham hocks, you got to boil it down pretty much, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Sure, right, till it gets to your hand.
Now, you've been going some little time this morning.
Going some time? You mean early this morning?
Yeah.
No, man, I just leave home. Just pull off and home.
Well?
I promised to bring that lady up to that colored girl. We got them little children some greens.
Yes.
And she told me to be sure to bring them and I'll get them, so I told her I'd give them and bring them. And after I was going by, I said, I better start saying you might have wanted to bring.
Well, I'm glad you thought of us.
Yes.
We never get enough greens.
Sure, right. I don't either. They don't hardly ever cook them. As long as you raise them, they don't cook them fast.
Is that
but
right?
When I had a bomb, then they cook a plenty.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what, I've been raising cattle out here. I told you that. That's my mistake.
Yeah.
I'd been a whole lot better off.
Yeah.
I'd got more out of it if I just put in the garden and had some collards all the time.
Sure, right. I see.
Now you see, I got that corral full of calves out there now.
Huh?
And I'm giving them feed.
Yeah, okay.
Feeding them a little bit, getting them ready for the market.
Yeah, sure.
Why, that feed's so costly. And I don't raise it, you see.
That's right. Ain't no joke. If you don't raise it, it's tough. I've been raising a few old hogs, and if you don't raise your feed, you eat it.
Uh-huh.
And especially ain't got a big pasture for them.
No.
And the hog is another thing. Eat you out of house and home. You move, eat him.
You can't feed them out of the store.
No, sir. That's the way I had to feed them a few hours ago, because I ain't got no place for them to run.
Yeah.
I eat a head, no.
Hey, who is this?
Eight.
Eight head. Who is this fellow down here? Martha, who was it made my shirt? Martha Harris.
Martha Harris.
Her son-in-law.
Yeah.
Now, you know where John Palmer's store is.
I sure do.
It's that next road down this way, back up there across the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
And he lives, he's a janitor down at Reddick.
Yes.
And he got some fields back there. He raises corn and...
Sure.
Got something for him to graze on. You see, I never knew a hog could graze.
Yes, sir, he sure will. He eats more grass, much grass near the cow. He sure do.
A hog will?
Yes, sir. And if you got peanuts, they used to put them in the peanut patch.
Yeah.
Before the peanuts get made and put a ring in the nose.
Yeah.
Where they wouldn't root.
Yeah.
And they'd eat all the leaves off the peanuts, all the vine. Eat all that vine, top vine off. Yeah.
Well,
that ring in his nose would keep him from eating rooting.
Well, you've been knowing that a long time then.
Yeah, sir.
Well, I tell you what, when I come down here, we rented a house over there close to the, what they call the swine department at the university.
Yeah.
I'd go over there every now and then. And one time I went over there, they had great big hogs, and they turned them in on the clover.
Yes, that's right. They sure turned them in.
And there wasn't a hole in it. They hadn't rooted anywhere.
No, so just eat that top off.
Yes, sir. They just walking on grazing. That's the first time I ever saw that.
Yes, sir.
And I never think about a hog grazing.
They sure do, sir.
Well, now, you've got to get your stuff out of your garden. Do you get up early and do that?
Yes, sir. Early this morning, crypt it all, bundle it up. The pears, I gave them yesterday evening. I got some pears to care on down there, too.
You still got pears?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you come in here the other day, I didn't realize that accident had just happened.
Yes, sir, that's right. It sure had.
Goodness.
Yes, sir.
That's as bad as I ever heard of.
Yes, sir, it really is. That was a bad one. My.
And they had to get something to pull that car apart.
And then cut it. With some kind of cutting, something they had there to cut it. Some kind of something was cut metal. They cut them out of there. Pull and cut and pull and cut it. Cut and then pull a little bit with that record chain and then draw it up.
You see, this car run across 301 over there, right in front of this...
Semi.
Oh. Yeah. They just flattened it.
Yes, sir.
What was it?
That was my wife's sister's daughter's son.
Yes.
And then my wife's sister's daughter's son on the other side. So that's the way it was. And the other boy was driving, his cousin Tom, she married one of the sister's daughters.
And then there was a child.
Yeah, the little child got hurt up and then he died. He died from it, 2 years old. Then the other boy, he's dead when they pulled him out, and them other two.
So they were all?
They were all hurt up, all them wasn't dead, they were hurt in critical condition, so they're looking for some of them to die yet.
Well, you see, we called over that Saturday, and that just happened.
Sure right, Friday night.
Friday night, you see, we called over that Saturday asking about pears. Last thing they was interested in.
Sure right.
I told God, I thought you were worried about something.
Yes, she said that.
Sure
right.
And then you all just got together and brought some pears over here anyway.
Sure right, sure did. There's a man over in Gamble, I forgot the man's name. He said he worked at a medical center, the VA hospital. Then.
Yeah.
And I said, he got a grow back on. He had me to go out there and dish it up for him yesterday. Yeah, I don't know his name, but I got his phone number. I was going home, and he leave me to do some work. He told me, when you get to it, if you trying to get to it that side, if you don't get the other side, and I got to it both sides and was gone when he come back. He said, look like he done that work. Yes, sir.
You haven't got something wrong with your jaw.
I need to pull some teeth.
Some more?
They ain't hurting that bad, but I need to get them out. I did loose.
Oh, are they?
And one of them, yes, sir.
First time I ever saw you, you were holding that jaw.
That tooth was putting something with me that day. That wasn't what I had on there. That thing was hurting my goodness. It had a knot up there. Knot about big as a hen egg, was full out.
Yeah, Faye told me about it. They're talking big there in Bill's meat market.
Yes, sir.
You know, they...
I mean, in that cold place and come out, and let me tell you something. That thing worked on me showing up.
And he started hollering. I'm telling you, that thing just hit you all of a sudden.
Yes,
yeah,
sir, that's something else. I was sweating when I went in there a little bit, and then stayed in that cooler and come right back out. That's what knocked it open.
Why, you and Willie were just carrying on and kidding each other.
Sure, right.
And, you know, and then I...
Yeah.
And I said, now you got me some pears outside?
Yeah.
You said, I sure will. I'll wait for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I got out there and you waved to me.
Yes, ma'am.
With one hand holding the other.
Yes, ma'am. That tooth was putting something on me. That's fair, well.
Hey, we ought to go and sometime see what all they got. Tell me how to get there?
Yes, sir, but maybe you done forgot. You go down, leave Citron and go down to your past. You'll see Silver Spring Fruit come, the big packing house sitting over on your right.
Yeah.
Come right on down till you get the way to 0301. That's where you turn off to go back to Spa.
Yeah.
And when you turn there to go to Spa, you just flip right on back around and come right back up like you're coming back up to the packing house on the other side. And one town block and turn right in that yard, then be that mailbox. That's where I sit right there.
Yeah.
Ain't no way to miss me. The first place you can turn off after you come back around.
Yeah.
Yes, the first drive.
Now, Faye said you lived in a new house.
Yeah, a block house.
Yes, about pink and white.
Pink and white.
Long one, yes, about a lot of trees. You will know it because a large wild oak tree sit right in the front.
Yeah. Well, now, you just bought it. You just bought and moved into it?
No, Sedan. We had 2 acres given to us. His mother gave us 2 acres, and we had lumber house built on the side of the highway, so we put a blockhouse on the back from it. I think it's been in about 5 or 6 years, something like that, or 4 years.
Oh, you've had it built?
Mm-hmm, not long ago. Yes,
6 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice house.
Yes, it is a large house.
Well, how'd you get in it for somebody to help you build it?
We got some people to Ocala to finish the top of it. I paid for the other myself, me and my sons, and the welfare people got Mr. Bush to finish it, the agriculture people, you know, in Ocala.
Yeah.
The FET, Florida Farm Administration.
FET.
Yeah.
But all they did was put the roof on?
Yes, so they finished the top of it. Mm-hmm.
And you all did the rest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what kind of help did you have to do the rest? See, I can't get help anymore. They're all, everybody working.
Well, in fact, it was such a small amount of help, but long in that time, probably about 6 years ago, they said it would help just a little bit on it, whilst it oldest sons and daughters wait because they wasn't married. Well, they yet ain't married. And he was on the welfare. And that's the way we got it done.
Oh,
but not for myself, I'm not on it, that's him.
Your own children?
Right.
They helped you?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And they can carpenter and all?
No, they didn't pay for it. We got 2 carpenters to build it.
Well, you were lucky in getting carpenters. How'd you get the carpenters?
We hired them and I paid them.
You can't hardly get them now. A window broke. No. About two windows broke out, and you can't get them there to put them in.
No.
Offer to pay them before they come. No, I'll be there, and you don't see them.
They don't show up.
They sure don't. I don't know what got wrong with them, and they make all the money they can off you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they sure ain't. Them two ain't come near yet.
Well, that's why we were interested, because we can't get anybody to do anything for us.
You sure can't, not they is. They don't care whether they work or not.
That's
no
a good partner that old man is, though. He built that church there and thing. Mm-hmm. He built all them places around there.
Oh, really? That was somebody local?
Yeah, he lived in Santa Rosa, colored trailer. He can build a house. He can put up a house, people.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Well, could you get him now if you want him?
That's where I've been at all the time. I can't get him back up there.
He ain't finished
he'd be
yet.
So busy. Everywhere you look, he got another job, and they're just calling him so.
He got more work than he wants.
Just keep him going, yeah, sure.
Well, let me tell you, I didn't realize that for a long time. But I got to thinking one day, and back when I was growing up, you know, people get jobs and work a day or so, a week. And as I got to thinking about it, that was really all they wanted. They didn't want a regular job.
You're right.
You know, because if you got a regular job, it ties you down so you can't do nothing on site.
You ain't joking.
Or very little.
It sure is.
No, sir. These regular jobs. You work?
No, sir.
But you did work?
Not very much in life. No, sir.
Well, I'd say
I just want to stay home and take care of the kids. See, I have 13 kids. I have 6 daughters and I have 6 sons, and they all growing up now.
What ages are they?
But the last one is 13. My baby's 13 now.
Yeah.
I was in 33. That's the oldest one of them. Oldest one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now if you could harness them up.
You're right.
Yeah, you could.
Yes, sir.
You could go in the house business, couldn't you?
You're right. Yes, sir.
And some of them are still at home with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
6 of them, man.
Mm-hmm. 2 of them in mine.
The two grand. Got 2 grand. They've been there ever since they cried. Ever since they've cried in this world, they've been there with us.
Yeah.
They just rather stay there?
Yes,
yeah, so they rather stay with us and go with their mother. So. Their mother got 2 more, but she did stay with her. Them two ain't never wanted to stay, and they never stayed with her.
So they just stay over there to you?
That's right. Stay right there.
And you said you just like to have that trailer so you and your baby could stay in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, that'd be a help, wouldn't it? Well, you could get off there and quiet
sure,
down.
Sure right.
Sometimes.
Sure right. Yeah.
Now, these children, the ones I see, they don't work anymore. They just bounce a ball.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
More children have stopped bouncing it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I got a few, not bragging. They just, I imagine they took out of him, they just really don't worry. Mm-hmm. I don't have but two children married. That's all.
Two
of my sons. And the others, they said they wouldn't marry. They said the time too good and big for them to marry. And they just in and out. But you know what I mean? They got their homes and they got their own cars, new cars, and all of that. But practically, they stay with me when they're off the job. Mm-hmm. In and out. But I have 6 stay with me, they don't go to school. I got one daughter in the 12, and the other in the 10.
Yeah,
and
ready?
And they're traveling. Now, them 6, now they're showing up work. They put you up some work.
Sure
and the ones in New York, they do the same thing. Got another in New York. Had 2 up there.
Yep, and he can pick some oranges or apples. He can take some apples or oranges off a tree. He can take them all.
Oh, he thought it's the season.
Yeah, right. He wait for O.D. Hook, Jr. He's the only one drawing money there. That boy could nice to pick some oranges. Now he up there on the picking apples now.
Yeah.
Pick cherries, please. He went and picked cherries. Now he's they just starting on apples.
Gee whiz. But he knows how to do it.
Yes, sir.
Did he start with you?
Yeah.
Did you start him off?
Mm-hmm. On a little old bitty fella. Sack would be dragging on the ground and he'd pick on it. Had to kick it up two or three times, and then it's still dragging the ground.
Yeah.
Kept on until he got so he could pick them.
And then when he got big enough, he worked for O.D. Huff.
That's right. He went to school and worked there too in the evening. Come home in the evening and work. After he get out of school, wait till dark then.
Over here?
Yes, sir.
And you say that he's a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't much more to me though now. I tell you, I hurt and ache so to the head, I can't hardly make it. But it doesn't even be the work, I can't hardly sit down. I'd have to be doing something going. I was raised up to work. I started to work when I was 9 years old, picking onions.
Yeah.
My brother carried me in the group. My daddy wouldn't let me work. My brother took pity on me and said, let him go, daddy. He carried me out there and started me over. After a while, I was drawing much money as he was drawing.
And you started when you were nine?
9 years old, picking tangerines. And you better not with clipper cutting in, let them clippers cut on the edge of them, or leave a long stem. Long in there, and you had to pick them right. Couldn't pull them. Had to take them clippers and clip them.
Well, I never heard of that.
Yes, sir.
Is for that just for tangerines?
Oranges and tangerines, you better not pull them. You used to wouldn't let you pull even a grapefruit. No, you had to clip them. And after a while, they had some good clippers, all right. Then after a while, they went and sent to California and got a whole lot of things they call nips. And you couldn't pick no oranges with them hardly. Call it the California nips. Them was some bad thing to pick with. Man, they made up this little short, and you couldn't hardly get them around the stem of the oranges.
Yeah.
But them other clippers, you could go ahead on and pick you some oranges.
You had to use what they give you.
They stop us from using them others. I'm telling you now, they hit against the oranges to scar it, see? That make it wouldn't be no good. Every time you scar one, it's no good.
Wouldn't hurt it, would it?
No, but they say it hurt it, so. They took all the clippers from them. I had me a little short pin. I'd use them. The other fellow man said, I hear you something up there. Don't go like them nips. And look in my box, pull all the oranges out, and look all through the box to see what the clipper cut. It wasn't clipper cut. He called me off, he said. You can go ahead and use them. I'm getting these fellas with just cut them, scar them tangerines and oranges. I'm looking for them. Say you ain't doing this. So you go ahead and pick. And I wouldn't let the other fellas know I had them in though. And I just pick me some oranges, tangerines.
Oh, I see.
The other fellas would scar them up with them clippers, but I wouldn't do it. I'd take my time and do it right. Man, look in my box. Call me off. You ain't scarring them up. You go ahead and use yours. Don't tell them I've been around here. And I was using them clippers.
Yeah.
Wasn't scarring the oranges, see, but some of them just jog them, don't care how they do them. All they wanted is a fuller box.
Yeah.
Some fella got to be right today, too. They don't care. All they want to do is pull up something and get some money.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that got me, I was out here in the grove one time passing by and stopped, and this fellow was over there picking some oranges, and I had to wait a minute or so.
Sure.
I'll tell you who it was, old Jim Means. I didn't know him then. I'd
you
never
know
seen
him
before.
You know Mr. Jim Means? He'd tell for orange grove. Yes, sir. He been working there a long time.
Yeah.
That little orange shop over there.
Yeah. He was talking along there, and he had several boxes of oranges on the ground. And I always, I come up working, and I always, what anybody's doing, I never just stopped him and talked.
That's
see,
right.
We just kept going. And I picked up one of them orange boxes I was going to sew it up there for.
Yes.
But I didn't pick it up.
Yeah, you're right.
I took a hold of that thing. And it just stayed there.
Yes, sir.
I never did get it up there.
There's an old boy named Charles McDivis. He lifted up a box on one just like he lifting up a box of matches. All day long. The truck steady going down the road. And he just, move on, driver, move on. Stop. Bop. Another old boy up there to stack them. Bop, bop. Truck the study going along down the middle. That old boy can load some oranges. And he's picking up like he's picking up a matchbox. Look like he ain't picking up nothing. Just
right.
Off the ground on that high truck. I don't see how he do it.
Oh, they got such a high bed on
that. That's right. And he ain't much taller than I is. I don't see how he would do it. But he lift that box like he ain't lifting nothing. All dealing would never hit up against him. He just pick it up like that and set it right up there.
He didn't raise that thing up.
That's right. No, it would never touch against him. It would never touch against him. He just catches it like that and it's like that.
Yeah.
It's like he's lifting up a box of matches. That's how he could load some on you too.
Well, there must be some.
He says a sliding net. That's what he told me. He said you got to learn it.
Yeah.
See, when he first started, he couldn't do that.
Oh, really?
After he got onto it, he said, you don't strain him at all. I said, man, I'd die if I try to lift a box and don't let it touch up against me. I had to let it touch me, look like. But he just, it don't never touch against his clothes. He just catching this. It's like he's lifting up a matchbox.
It just keeps on going.
Steady moving.
Well, now, you know, part of it, you know, is practice.
Yeah.
Now, like, I don't lift anything much now.
Yeah.
And when they bring me a sack of feed, you know, I just, perspiration just pops out on me when I lift a 100-pound sack.
Yeah, sure. Sure, right.
Well, I've lifted a minute of a sack. I've lifted them all day working there.
But you ain't never lift the kind we used to lift. You know, you used to put footlight in them 200-pound bags.
No.
Oh, man, that was the time.
200?
200 pounds to the bag. That was used to put in the bag of footlight.
Yeah.
That was way back in 1926. You're putting it in 200-pound bags then.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you go about lifting something like that?
I don't know, but we had to lift it. We didn't have no job. And they're paying me 35 cents a day.
Is that what you started on?
10 hours for 35 cents.
John.
10 hours for 35 cents a day. I worked for that. I sure didn't. Couldn't hardly, and had to beg to get that. Over there in the Crosby and Wortman Ayers Grove where I worked.
Yeah.
Digging ditches, grubbing, and all of that, any kind of work. 35 cents a day. The old hands what had been there for years, they wasn't getting the 50 cents. 10 hours for 50 cents.
Yeah.
10 hours for 35.
And that's where they start jobs.
Yes, sir. I'm talking about that since I was a grown man. Yeah.
You weren't any boy.
No, I wasn't a boy then. I was only got to be a young man then. And they was waking us for nothing, man. I mean, wicked. I'm pleased with you, man. Sit right there and watch away all day. You go, I told you, get nothing done here. Man, you had to work.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. I leave then, I went on the railroad. They tried to kill me out there, threw all that iron on me and everything. Old fellas know how to put the can on you on the railroad, you know.
Yeah.
I leave the railroad and I went to say, I'm going to go somewhere better. I went to poke wood, loading poke wood by hand. Now that was a job. I mean, loaded by hand, that poke wood.
Yeah.
Some of them blocks was bigger around than that orange tree on them.
Oh.
Green pine wood. I was blocking them. I'd be loaded.
6 foot long.
Yes, no. You wouldn't cut it six. Three.
3 foot?
Yeah.
But that was heavy enough.
It was bigger than three. And they cut that wood. Then they went to cutting another thing called boogie wood. You seen that, ain't you?
Boogie wood?
Yeah. It's longer. It's twice long as a piece of poke wood. It's hauling that too. Boogie wood, they call it. Oh, that was a mess. Well, I got this one old boy from Georgia, and that boy like to kill me, and I ain't been in the poke wood since. Haul 18 loads in one day on a truck. Down to the early bush. 18 loads, but we were throwing it off on the ground. Wasn't no car there. We were stacking it on the ground in piles. 18 loads. I couldn't eat that night. I opened my mouth to eat the cramp, but nothing coming to the big as that they look like. Move my hand, it catch me in the arm, in the leg. Every time I move, it catch me somewhere. They went to getting around in here, and I said, that ain't gonna work. Couldn't eat all that night. Next morning, I couldn't go to work. I ain't been in the poke wood since. But as long as I was hauling 8 and 10 loads, that was all right. That boy had been on that dang haul, 18 loads.
Well, what was in him?
hot on the
wing. What got in him?
He told me to let's make some money. Let's make some money. I got no for that. I wouldn't beat him on him. I'd start to stick with him. That's a tough old boy.
Yeah.
Knows some wood.
You was paid by the load?
Yes, sir. Wasn't getting that much a load, neither. $2.50 a load. $2.50 a load.
Yeah.
That's what they was paying for cutting it. Paying the cutters for cutting it and then paid us that for hauling it.
Oh, they got as much for cutting it as you
did
for hauling
it. Hauling it and unloading it, that's right.
Yeah. Well, now, was that you and the other boy both that got...
Yeah.
That?
$2.50.
A piece?
No. He got $1.25 and I got $1.25 out of each load.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They furnished the truck.
Yeah, furnished the truck, gas, and everything. All you had to do was put it to the place up there.
He don't look like he's done that sort of work, does he?
Yeah. And I've been through some. Mm-hmm.
Did you know him when he done things like that?
Sure I did. Yes, sir. My brother did it too.
Yes, sir. I stayed in that business a good while. I just near killed myself working trying to make a living. That was long in the Hoover time. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I was picking oranges before Hoover time, but in Hoover time, at the time, I walked so far off from Citra to Claremont and couldn't beg a job. Walked from Citra to Claremont, you know where that is,
no?
You know where Groveland?
No.
On the other side of Oak Hill down there?
Oh.
I walked,
oh.
Met through Groveland on into Claremont and couldn't beg a job, no kind of me. Got on there near the Davenport and couldn't get a job down in there. We started back home then. Man let us pick a few oranges, you see, and haul a load back up in Georgia. Had us to help pick them, and we helped pick them, and he caught a ride back. That's when he gave us $1.50 a piece.
Yeah.
Trying to get back home. I went through it something, this boy. Hunger and everything else. But I'm about to make it where I can't eat something long every day, the Lord help me.
For them.
Looking out.
You know, in those Hoover times, if you had a little something, you'd get along fine.
That's right.
But if you owed a little something and didn't have anything to pay your bills with, you were in bad shape.
You ain't joking. Yes, sir.
I don't care who you was.
Yes, sir. I need some time then. Oh, I had a time.
You was in bad shape. But now you worked on the railroad before that.
After the, when was what year that was, I worked on the railroad down there to Lake Placid. I had to go all the way down to Lake Placid to get a job. Lake Placid, Florida.
Oh.
That was in 1937, wasn't it? 37. And I got my, so that's when I got the first Social Security card I ever had.
Yeah.
Yes. 1937.
But they knew how to get the work out of you?
Yeah, sure, they got some work out of me.
What'd they do, sir? How'd they manage it, John?
What, the work, man?
Yeah.
On the railroad?
Yeah.
Man, you know, you had to lift everything then. Now they got it, you don't have to lift nothing out there anything. Now they got machines, you know.
Yeah.
All you do is they operate them machines, them people, and do the work now and lift all that heavy stuff.
Yeah.
We had to lift that by hand.
Yeah.
Get them bars and run under that rail and tote that rail, about eight of us. Put about eight of you there and you got to tote it.
Yeah.
All that stuff was good. And you used to have to take all them tires under there, but now they cut them right in the middle, slip one piece that way and one that way, that machine kick it out.
Well, they take them out.
Yeah, they don't take out no more whole tires now like they used to. You notice that?
Yeah.
They cut them right in the middle and piece go that way and piece go that, and that machine kicks them out. I got a son working on the railroad now. How many years he been there?
I don't know, but I know it's been a good while.
I believe it's been about 6 years.
Yeah,
he told me.
About
told me he's been working there 6 years.
What'd you say?
He on there a good while, and he ain't thinking about leaving, he says. He likes it? Yes, ma'am, he love it. Because we kind of get him the credit, and he want one.
Well, but they take care of him now.
Oh, yes, so he get big money for it now.
And if the children get sick, he don't have nothing to worry about or nothing.
All his children had to go to the hospital, mm-hmm. And all they pay for all of that.
He pay for all of that now.
He likes it now. He got him a new home, block home like mine, and a new car. Everything furnished and all. And he still sticking with that railroad too.
He sure is.
What's that?
And he's still working on it too.
Yeah. Keep adding to it.
Yes.
See, I'm trying to make the retirement. Mm-hmm. He young, we ought to could make it.
Well, now you never thought back there. You never thought anything like that had come around, did you?
No, sir. Mm-mm. Not that kind of work either.
Because
he did about every kind of work it was. Even snake out ties and everything. Even grove and everything.
I ain't told you on the phone.
Time.
I got in Hand City one time and couldn't find nothing to do. Hand City, Florida. In the right in the middle of the summer. A man come along and said, come on, I'll give you a job pulling moss, green moss out the trees. And I pull green moss, pull all day today, he and his wife and two or three more white fellas. We'd pull moss and try to load that big truck, and it took us 3 days to load that big truck. Then he'd carry it over to Lakeland and sell it. I think I'm making money, man to man, give me $2. I done killed myself climbing up them trees all through the woods. He made it, the man would have had him $300 or $400, he'd have had me about $300 or $400. Man, they ain't no kill me. They don't wake me for nothing. Yes, sir.
You mean that he got that much for moss?
Yeah, man. He'd have a butt one of them old big trucks and just have it packed clean out to the back, just stacked up high as he could stack it in there.
$300 or $400?
Yes, sir. He have gathered some moss.
And he give you $3?
$2 and $3. That's about all I'd get.
Yeah.
So he had a heap more colored fellas out there pulling. Excuse me. So any more of them was there pulling it.
Yeah.
I went over there with him one evening and seen a man give him all that money. I said, look at that, he getting all the money. I'm working for nothing. But that was his truck. I think he towed it over there.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's green moss.
That's right, green moss. But he'd find that black and he'd grade it out and make a bundle and he'd get more for the black than he would for the green.
Sure. He'd just leave it. How long would it take to blacken?
Oh, it'll take it a good while to blacken.
A month?
About a month. If it's hot weather like it been being here now, it'll black quick than that.
Oh, would it?
Yeah, man. It's about 3 weeks.
Oh, I never realized that.
Yeah, sure. I'll throw it in the pile and keep it wet and pack down. It'll black quick. Yeah, just that quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, the only experience with moss I ever had.
Yeah.
I was short of feed for these cows one winter out here, and I thought, well, sir, I'll do like the other people do, or have the used to do.
You're right.
I went around getting moss out of these trees, you see.
You're right.
Down where they could get it.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't believe I ever done any harder work than that.
Yeah, it's a hard job, boy.
And whenever you'd put a stick up there with something crooked on there and twist it, you got very little moss out of it.
You sure didn't.
How'd you get it down, John?
Climb up the tree and throw it down. Climb up there, or your ladder. Get a ladder and get up to where the limbs and climb one up there, and you're all out on the limbs and then get it down.
Way out on the limbs.
Yeah, man. Go up so high sometimes you'll be looking down and you go to trembling and you look down toward the ground. You go to trembling and say,
yeah.
Too high now for fall night all over. Yes, sir. But you know the moss done stopped being green? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
You know, all the moss in there is deadish looking. But you notice something on that tree look pretty springy?
It's a little of it coming back.
Yes.
Very little.
You're right.
Somebody said they thought it was the... See, that's... It don't live on the tree.
No. That's air. It ain't nothing but air. It gets balled up between them limbs, that air, and that's what forms the moss.
And if the air's not good, it'll...
It'll kill it out and it won't be none.
You suppose that's going to be what'll happen to us?
Look like it, don't it? See that body?
Yes. Let me tell you, say yes, sure it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll
tell him
some of
them.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Let me me tell you what we ought to do, Rick. If we going, what we ought to do, we, you know what a fellow does. See, I haven't been Florida long.
No.
57.
Yes, sure is.
So you know what I know.
Yes.
I never even saw a schoolworm.
Ain't. Oh man, them things were bad one time. They about Teddy about got them killed out. No.
Yeah.
You reckon? I don't see none no more.
No. They say they're coming back, but some, but I never lost but one calf out here, and that was to buzzards.
Pure right.
And it was one of the prettiest calves I ever had.
Yeah, sure.
I got back from town that day and walked out there, and the cat, the old cow, would come up there to meet me, and she's just excited.
Pure right.
I followed her out there, and that was out there with eyes picked out. That's the only one.
Yes.
That's the only calf I've lost.
Yes, sir.
So you see, things have changed, haven't they?
It sure have, yes, sir. Sure have.
John, did you tell me how you got that orange, that pear grove started?
Yes, I cut me a limb off a tree and stick it in the ground and put water to it in December. In December, do it in December, and you'll catch a hold. Ward it, cut your limb off the tree and stick it, sharpen it like you do a pencil, or sharpen it slant, stick it in the ground. Put your little ring around and ward it like you do an orange tree, ward it. And when time for them to put out the next year, you'll have put a leaves on it and put right out. Just keep right on until they go to bed.
That's the new growth you put out?
Cut a piece off of the tree.
The new growth?
That's right. But you cut a piece of that near to the end, or in the top. You don't cut them with big limbs, just them pieces about, you can cut them about that long, or a
switch.
Little longer. Yeah, switch.
Yes.
But you have to know which way to cut it.
No, you just cut it over and slanting it on the end, or either sharpen it like you do a pencil and stick it in the ground, it'll root.
Yeah, that just sort of
goes. It'll root. Mm-hmm. It'll root right on, tick on roots.
Yeah, have you seen him do it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You have a green thumb too.
I don't ever do it myself, but I see them do it, and they live too. Mm-hmm.
You don't do anything outside.
No.
Well, you
I live.
You planted little trees or something, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. I planted some trees.
The people
say
she's done
something. They finish them. They keep them watered.
The people, everybody seen me say my wife done
something.
Done something they ain't never seen nobody done in their life.
I set out trees and flowers.
Set out two little oak trees like that, about that tall. And you know them trees, great big old trees, not tall as that cedar tree right there?
Yeah.
Oak trees, she saw them out and they live. One
yeah.
on each side of the yard. Dug them up and saw them out.
Yeah.
I ain't never got an oak tree to live.
Oh, really?
She got by me with that. She sure passed me up with that. Every time I used to try to set them out, they'd die.
Yeah.
You saw them old trees and right there. Now you come there and you come over there. You see them. I'll show them to you.
All right. How big was it?
They're little old switches, but that they tall, look like little bushes.
Had roots?
Yes, you got the root on them. Put them out there and they live.
Did you water them?
Yes, sir. I give them lots of water.
Well, now, what else did you do to them to make them live? You told me you did something.
Nothing but name them.
Name them?
I had two children, a girl and a boy. And every time I set out a tree, I had two mulberry trees. I did the same thing. You'll see one in the backyard now. I don't think it's near about as large as a stove is.
Yeah,
and
that's
the other one rotten and fell down. I named each one of them. I sucked them out. They weren't nothing but switches. You'll see it, you wouldn't believe it.
But you named it?
Yes, sir.
Named it? Mm. After your children?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell you, does your mulberry trees have a lot of sprouts?
Mm-mm.
You talking about them switches with your cut
you
over there and spit out?
You mean switches go around? Yes, sir.
That to be my mother got her and stuck it out. Or cut a limb, little limb and switch and stuck it out.
No, yeah. I'm talking about from the roots.
Oh, no.
You mean little ones come up from the roots?
No.
No, you don't have them. I imagine it been there maybe. Too long for it to start from the root, round it to the bottom, but it's a large tree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, I've got a mulberry tree out there. I've got it. I didn't plant it, you know. The woman who lives here, she had a little nursery down here, Miss Boyle.
Yeah.
And it don't have any it don't have a shoot at all from the roots. Now Miss Daisy
right
down here by Betsy Jackson.
Yes.
Buddy Sawyer.
Sure.
You know that bunch?
Yes, I used to stop along there all the time filling things along there.
Oh, did you?
Sure we did.
Well, Miss Daisy got plenty of money.
She don't hardly ever buy nothing. Holler about she ain't got nothing every time they are stuck. She holler about I ain't got no money. Not today, ain't got no money.
Well, I know she she kept it. She working for rich people up there, wasn't she?
Yes, sir. They say she was all the time.
Yeah. I never sold her anything, though. I didn't have things to sell her.
I mean, you know, we better go get that girl them greens. That girl looking for her.
I ever tell you about this mulberry. Now, she got mulberry back there. That's the tree where she watches. She got a watchtub out there.
I've been all under that mulberry tree back there.
Well, it puts out sprouts from the roots so fast you can't walk.
Sure right.
Now, what the difference is, I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong. It might be the old tree being cut out and coming up from the stump.
No, it's a tree that's just a growing.
Oh, and it's growing up out there on the roots.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
If you just leave that alone, you couldn't walk through there in a year.
No, I see what you're talking about.
Are there different kinds of mulberries?
Oh, yes, them different. Some be wall, half wall, let's say. All of them will be alike. They be different. Them be tame ones with that sprout from that root, that be a tan mulberry tree.
Mm-hmm.
Others be a half wall, that's what they call them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the tame ones don't put out roots, they're shoots.
I believe the tame and the one do it, because the ones I got is a half wall. Because I got it from my sister, she said, that's a half wall mulberry tree. And I said, give me two, and she gave me two, and I sawed them out.
Mm-hmm.
And now that thing's so big, we fixing to saw it down.
Gee whiz. Hey, you better find out what they're going to have next.
Yeah. What you growing now,
you and
John?
Miss Daisy.
I ain't got nothing much right now growing, but a little dabble of okra and stuff like that coming on. It's about like that.
How much are we for the college?
About a quarter, I reckon.
Let me get it.
But my brother, my sister's boy have been picking peas, but look like he done near quit picking them or something.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Look like he about to quit picking the peas. I don't know why. Joe got some good, had some good ones. He had some good peas, a maker peas.
Yeah. You know, I didn't realize there's much difference in peas. Mm-hmm. You take some old crowded pea and you give it to these people that knows the difference, and they may not, might not even want to eat this. Stuff,
they sure are. They sure is that way.
But I don't know the difference. I mean, you know, I never had to learn the difference.
That's right. They good. All of them good to me. But some of them just won't eat them crowders. They won't eat a crowder pea. But that's a good pea.
Yeah.
Some of them say they don't ever get on or something. But they get on. Fire cook them one.
Yeah. Well, how about Mr. What's the man's name that works for Lewis there? You know, at the
Wimley. Yeah, Wimley.
He hadn't got any now?
Not as I know, though. I don't think he got nothing growing now.
Well, this is a bad season.
It sure is.
It's between.
He always have plenty of stuff, but I ain't talked with him in a good little while now.
Yes.
Sure, yeah. This is the time of year he tend to have plenty of stuff.
Oh, okay, John. That's my look to go out and fix some collars.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, we got to go get this girl hurry because she's waiting on them, I imagine, because
sure,
we told her we was coming.
She probably wants them for dinner.
Yeah, I told her we'll be there.
Now, if you just cook them for me, I'd be all right. And you see, I got to clean them.
Oh, well, you just hope clean them while you're sitting down there with that
thing. I should have been cleaning them while we were sitting there. We could have all been doing it. Well, John, that's the right idea. All
that's channel 2 over. And the end of the visit with John Turner, the second visit with John Turner, this Thursday morning, the 14th of September, 72, Channel 2 over. And the end of the visit with the second visit with John Turner, this Thursday morning, the 14th of September, 72,